Hello, hello. My name is Monica Bravo. I am a yoga teacher and athlete. I have been running marathons, doing Ironmans, and having a lot of fun with my kids for the last 15 to 20 years. Been teaching yoga for 20 years, and it's made a tremendous impact on my life. And now I share it with all of you. So today we're going to focus on pain in the back and the hips and really releasing those. All of those releasing together is wonderful. So I want you to start by grabbing a book or a block if you have one. If you don't, that's fine. Lying on your back. So lie on your back and put your hands on your belly. I want you to settle and notice how your back is feeling in this moment. And breathe in through your nose and breathe out of your mouth. Good, breathe in through your nose. Breathe out of your mouth. Good, and breathe in through your nose. And I want you to arch your back this time. And exhale, breathe out of your mouth. And I want you to pull in your pelvic floor and tuck your tail ever so slightly and start to move just like you were in cat and cow. So arch your back, breathe in, exhale, tucking your tail. You're not lifting your bottom off the floor. You're arching your back. You're touching the tip of your sacrum, that triangle on your back. And then you're pulling in now the pelvic floor. I want you to imagine you're doing a little kegel. You're pulling in the belly. Good. Now, if you have your block, I want you to, or your book, put in between your legs. Breathe in, arch your back. And then exhale, squeeze your block, pulling in the pelvic floor. Just do this a couple times. Breathe in. Breathe out. Belly button comes in. You feel this wrapping of your spine. Breathe in and breathe out. Very good. Now you can leave your block in if you'd like or remove it. I want you to pull your knees into your chest and then push your knees away. As you exhale, pull your knees into your chest and push away. Pull your knees into your chest and then push away. You'll notice that your legs here are 90 degrees. You can reach your arms out to the sides, and I want you to drop your knees halfway to the right. Halfway to the right. Squeeze your block and come up, or your book, or just squeeze your knees together to the left. Squeeze your knees together, coming back. And feel as you drop now to the right, you're breathing in, you're squeezing, you're pulling up, you're activating your obliques, you're activating the muscles on the sides, stopping at the left side, good, and then coming back, one more time on each side, dropping to the right, squeezing, holding, coming up, and to the left. It's really nice to activate your core, squeeze, coming up. Good. Now drop your knees down, your feet down, squeezing your block. Let's lift the hips up. You can squeeze or just have your feet on the floor. Lift, lift, lift. Stretch through your hands. Breathe in and out. I want you to lift your tail up. Pull your belly button in. Feel everything moving. Push the back of your head into the floor. And even here, Mula Bandha is lifting the pelvic floor up. You're pulling all the muscles and feeling your belly button, activating your energy center so that you have vibrancy. You feel happy, joyful. Lift, lift, lift. And lower yourself down. Good. Now exhaling, pull your belly button in. Hug your knees back into your chest. Reach your knees away, sort of 90 degrees. We're gonna drop our knees this time. Let's remove our block. Let's bring the left knee on top of the right. We call this eagle legs. I want you to keep your chest anchored to the floor and drop your knees to the right. And you're gonna feel this in your hips, your back, all the muscles you use when you're walking, hiking, running, and biking. So breathe in this time. I want you to lift your chest. And then as you exhale, spin your ribs, your left ribs, you're spinning them to the right, and then you're looking over your left shoulder. Very good, just like that, breathing in and out. Letting your body unwind, it releases all of the muscles in the back. You can even put your left hand onto your hip, push the hip away. Take one more full breath in and out. And then squeeze your knees together, bring them up. Notice them back in 90 degrees, tabletop. Right knee on top of the left, squeeze your inner thighs, drop your knees to the left. Good, now lifting your chest away, lifting your chin. Taking a big breath in, you're gonna spin your eyes, your head, to look at your right hand. And you wanna feel the back of your shoulders on the floor, the shoulder blades on the floor. And using your oblique muscles that we just used when we were activating our core, you're spinning to the right. You're spinning to the right. You're breathing in, you're breathing out. One more big breath in and out. Slowly squeezing, pulling your knees up, feet onto the floor. Notice your hands on your hips. You'll notice the level of your hips. Take a big breath in again, big belly breath, and then exhale, push through your feet, lift up. This time, roll your shoulders underneath, grab onto your yoga mat, and pull your mat apart, look straight up. Belly in, lift, lift, lift up. Squeezing your legs towards one another, squeezing your buttae, pulling your ribs in. Good. Breathing in and out. Very good. And then slowly, slowly lowering yourself down. But now we're gonna bring our right ankle to our left knee. I want you to push your right knee away. Push it with your hands. And then bring your left knee towards your chest and hold onto the leg. Breathing in and out. Opening all areas of your hips. Just imagine breath filling up your rotators and your hips. You can pull your foot towards you. I have one leg that's tighter than the other. Most of us do. And then holding your leg, you can come towards the left a little bit. Put your left hand onto the top of your foot. And then release your right hand. Let your foot come all the way across. And again, twisting, looking over your right hand. So twists are gonna help open the lower back, open the upper back. When we're on the computers or driving or cycling, running, we round the back, so this really helps. So push your head into the floor gently. Spin your left ribs to the right. Breathe in and out. Knowing that your breath is helping you open and you're stimulating your parasympathetic nervous system, so your body is relaxing and releasing. Good. Now slowly lift the legs up. Bring your right foot onto the floor. Bring your left ankle onto the knee. This is a great practice to do after you've run or bike or swim. Use your left hand to push away or hiked, walked. Really opening the muscles. Helping the muscles release and recover. Now pull your right knee in. Flexing both feet, so toes are coming towards your knees. Breathing in and out. Honoring your body, honoring where you are today. Knowing that every time you come onto your yoga mat and you breathe, you're activating self-love, self-care. releasing the tension so that you feel calm and relaxed. Now moving to the right a little bit, find a new spot here, breathe in and out. Might be a nice, yummy spot there. And then put your right hand onto your ankle, the top of your ankle, left hand reaches out, and let your foot drop all the way to the right. You're pulling, peeling your chest up towards your head, and then use your right obliques to spin and look at your left hand. Take three full breaths into the glutes. You might feel this in your IT bands, your lower back. We're stretching it all out. So breathe in and out. Very good, just like that. Long breath in, long breath out. And slowly bringing the legs up. Good. Bringing both knees towards your chest. And you can roll onto your side and come up or curl like a ball. I like to play. That's why we train, right? We play. So rolling back and forth. Very good. And then moving yourself onto your hands and knees. Good. So I want you to spread your fingers. This is really good for the back. Reach your chest forward, breathe in, big belly breath. And breathe out, round your back. Reach your tail long towards the floor. Inhale long, look forward. Exhale round. You can walk your hands back if you'd like. Really pull yourself in, reach forward. Round. Good, and then slowly bringing your, tuck your toes under, bring your hips back, walk your hands forward, come into downward facing dog. This is a really good stretch for the back and the legs. And just pedal your feet, please. I want you to spread your fingers, push through your hands, and then drop both heels down. Now, if you're tight, bend your knees. Push through your fingers, pull your belly button in, and then stretch through your heels. Good. All right, let's walk our feet towards our hands. Spread your toes, your fingers, bend your knees. One of my favorite poses, pull yourself down towards the floor. Grab each of your elbows with opposite hands. Long, deep breaths. Shake your head no, and yes. Release your hands, and slowly curl yourself up. Very good, reach your hands up. Bring your hands to your heart. Know that you are happy, whole, and complete. I love to use affirmations in my classes. I am happy, whole, and complete. Good, reach up. Exhale, bow forward. Inhale, look forward, hands can come on your shins. Bring your left foot back. Drop your left knee down. I want you to look forward. So back pain a lot of times comes from your hips, so you can put a block under your hand or books. I have one here. It brings the floor closer to you. So I want you to keep your back knee down for a moment, look forward, and then I want you to lift it up. Good. Drop it down, look forward, lift it up. You're going to feel the stretch in the front of the hip. Drop it down and lift it up. Very good. Now reach your hands up just for a breath. Drop your hands down. You're going to reach your right hand up towards the sky. You can drop your knee down if this is feeling tight for you. Good. Reach your hand back. Some of you will bend your knee, grab onto your foot. And this stretches the front of the hip. So big, deep breaths. Grabbing your foot is not necessary. Bring your head back. Stretch the front of the quad. Release back. Straighten the legs. So we are about efficiently opening up our bodies. So you can put your block up high here. If your legs are tight, the key is we want to keep our leg straight. So staying tall here is perfect. You can also come forward, bow forward, pull your toes towards you, zip your belly button in. And we want to keep this upper body long. So stay here, breathing in and out. You can keep that long, you can bow forward and then bow over your leg. Very nice. Then I'm going to spin around. Look at this, just spin to the other side. Make sure that your ankle is right under your knee. Your hand again can be on your block, whichever way you'd like. Then looking forward, slide your shoulders down your back. Make sure your knee is as far back as is comfortable. You lift your knee up and drop your knee down. Looking forward, knee up and down. You're gonna feel this in the front of the hip. Knee up and down. Relax your shoulders, knee up, reach your hands up. I will say I ran 3 miles this morning, the mountains. Drop your hands down. So I'm a bit tight today. Bend into your front knee. Reach your left arm up. And your bottom hand can come off your mat. That's all good. Bring your head back. Breathe in and out. If this is feeling like it's intense, drop your knee down. Slide your bottom shoulder away. Good, then reach your hand back, keep your core pulled in. Then we'll bend the back knee, grab the foot. You can also use a strap for the foot. Bring your head back, and you're pushing your toes into your hand and pulling your foot back. It's a little play here. Long, deep breath, head back. When you're ready, you release it. You can stay longer, needed, desired. Grab your block or some books. Even a chair would work. Look forward, keep the back nice and flat. Keep your core tight. And then you come down to where it feels right. Pulling your toes back. So all of these areas, the hips, the hamstrings, the front of the core, the psoas, they cause some issues in our back. So it's good to practice this after you work out, in the morning, in the evening. This is a perfect workout for the evening or the morning. Then slowly relax, take a couple breaths. And then slide your left foot back. We're going to walk our hands forward for Anahatasana. So you're keeping your hips over your knees, keep your core tight, spread your fingers, and then slide yourself onto your elbows. Building the core is going to be really good for your back. So you can stay here, looking forward, low cobra, and slide your hands underneath, lift your shoulder heads up, push through your toes, come into a higher cobra, squeeze in. Let's lower down. I want you to squeeze your elbows, look forward, come up, zipper the belly in, lower down, and one more time, squeeze in, lift up. Good, and then we're gonna push back on our knees, widen our knees apart, and come back into child's pose, spreading your fingers. I want you to push the floor away. Push the floor away. Breathing in, breathing out. Good. Coming into your downward dog. Tucking your toes under, pushing through the feet. Remembering as athletes, You can bend your knees more, push through your hands, pull your core in, and then reach one leg down. Push your left heel down, bend your right knee, push through your hands. And feel the back of the legs opening. And drop your right heel down, push through your hands. Imagine you're sliding your right heel back. Good. Continue to breathe in and out. Big long breaths. Drop the heels and walk the feet forward. Good. Grab onto the elbows, bend your knees a lot, pull yourself down. So bending your knees more is better to release the back. Pulling yourself in. If you feel the need, you can straighten the legs. However, yoga is a journey, so just be with what feels right. Relax your hands, slowly curl yourself up. Reach your hands up, stretch, stretch, stretch. Bringing your hands to your heart, bowing your head, releasing your hands out into dasana, knowing that you've done amazing work for your body to help it heal, to move the energy that opened the cells, the oxygen of your body. All is wonderful, all is well. Have a great morning and evening. Namaste.
Thank you so much for listening today. Make sure you head over to rapidmanifestationtoday.com/meditation and get my free daily meditation that you can listen to in the evening to help you break free from your abundance blocks and manifest money, clients, and your dream life. You'll also find lots of resources from our podcast, and you'll learn how to attract abundance with ease and flow.